This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
American family farmer Doug Steffen here with our weekly overview of the farm, food, and family issues and how they all sort of run concurrently. At least in my life they do, and I would like to think that they would in a lot of your lives. We're here to help make farming better, more attractive, help the locavores who are, you know, this is a support mechanism for the American family farmer, the farm family, the farm businesses that they run that might be extracurricular, because it seems most people on the farm now have to have outside income because of the general public's lack of respect for what it takes to grow good, healthy food, prepare it, and deliver it to you. It just is a disconnect. People want cheap food, and so they get what they pay for. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful tone. I hope it doesn't come across that way. But really and truly, when you look at the obesity, you look at the people dying of heart disease and cancer, all of that, every single bit of it is caused by a bad diet, eating crap food. You can buy it cheap at the fast food restaurants, but you get what you pay for. And that's really, so your life, if it's not worth much, put a big piece of bacon on that fat char burger from Fat Burger, the cheese is on it, the mayonnaise and all that other stuff. Great. Tastes wonderful. But what's it doing to your body? All right, so there's my question. I'm just sort of setting up what it is that we're all about here. Trying to make farms more successful with ideas from people who really know what it's all about. We're going to talk to a fellow named Robbie Sansom in a few minutes from a company called Force of Nature, a meat company from Austin, Texas, because I don't talk much about meat here, and so we'll do that. I want to have the first part of the program usually is devoted to a couple of news items. I think the most important this week for most of the farmers, even if I look at the stats and I see that at the moment there's still about two-thirds of farmers who are surveyed in basically farm states say they're going to stick with Trump. Well, that's before Michael Bloomberg becomes a factor, I think, even though there's lots of controversy about something that Bloomberg was supposed to have said about farmers and being dumb was completely, completely taken out of context. So it has nothing to do with it. It's the simplicity. And farming, frankly, is fairly repetitive, and it is, there's a consistency to it, maybe a regularity. Yeah, you plant the seeds, you dig a hole, you put the seed in, cover it up. But he was in my mind, never was he denigrating, nor would he denigrate farmers any more than Trump doesn't really. I don't think Trump understands farming. I don't think he cares that much about it. But to that end, the U.S. Government's Accountability Office announcing this week it's going to look into the Trump administration's $28 billion bailout, which was supposed to help you and me, the family farmers of America, who were affected by the trade tensions with China. The investigation requested by a couple of senators. Some of the Democrats claim the funds have been distributed unevenly across the country. Duh. And they've also been, the money's been sent to a lot of people that have no business getting it. That's my spin on this anyway. The program goes back 2 years when we first started having problems with China and the tariffs and their reciprocity, I think that's the word. Countries also, like even Mexico and Canada, we had problems with that as the trade war escalated, and that got straightened out. But as the first $12 billion was spent, people realized that a lot of money went to addresses on Park Avenue in New York and Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach. Where are there farmers there? There aren't any. There are a lot of people in families that hold big stakes and hedge funds that own a lot of land, and thus they got the benefit of all of this stuff. And now the U.S. has signed a trade deal with China. The subsidies will end this year. But where they went is worthy of an investigation, and I, for one, am happy that they are. Be looking forward to getting the results, frankly, to see what it is is there any, I mean, the only redress here is to go to the ballot box and express your concern or outrage. That's what I'd do. That's what I'm doing, frankly. So there's another item out this week. I watched the Kiplinger newsletter, and they've got a focus on a revolution in agriculture that's coming. They focused in this article on gene editing, the process of using tools to alter DNA of plants and animals for some new desired trait, whether it's for taste, whether it's for yield, whether it's for nutritional value, whether it's for the crop's longevity, resistance to drought, disease, all of these things, and many others, are being researched at the moment. And supposedly, according to the people who are proponents of gene editing, it'll help feed more people on less land. Now, here's an example of what they say is going to be the benefit. Researchers have created rice with up to 31% higher yields than conventional varieties. Scientists can develop crops with new traits more quickly and cheaply now versus a decade or so ago. Gene editing didn't where Monsanto was doing it, and, you know, we saw what they've done. Although I don't really have a problem with the hybrids in corn, just the fact that they made them, resistant to Roundup is the best way of putting it. They did it for their own benefit. But a lot of farmers have benefited in terms of money. Is the public benefiting from having better food? That's a question that is in debate. The Department of Agriculture says it has no plans, by the way, to regulate gene-edited crops, which, unlike other GMOs, contain no foreign DNA. Advocates say the process is basically a better version of traditional plant breeding. The first gene-edited food products are just starting to hit the market. Apples, for example, now that you'll see this year, that don't brown when they are sliced. Actually, I think that started last year, frankly. And then there's a healthier soybean oil, which is being sold to food service providers. Gluten-free wheat, now that'll be a help. I'm really gluten intolerant, and I love bread. I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and cheese sandwiches and stuff, and I have a hard time finding gluten-free bread often. Products that will be commonplace in the next 5 to 10 years, according to this gene editing program, animal products. Food and Drug Administration has taken a long time to approve some of the things like GMO salmon, which is not, you know, the salmon. Oof. Anyway, America's changing its tastes and its ability to farm, some in positive ways, maybe not some not so positive in other ways. Here's the focus on you and how you're looking and feeling about the smile. When you are meeting new people, maybe trying to drum up new business, it's important that you don't have an ugly yellow smile, the teeth that look awful. Oof, you don't want to have that. When people look at you the first time, you want to leave a lasting impression that is in your best interests. And that would be, my friends, the best smile possible. That comes with one product and one product only, at least in the natural department. When I'm talking about products, I talk about natural products. That's what I endorse. Natural things. And this is an advanced teeth whitening system. All you have to do is swab and go. Call 800-208-1797. Get the best smile by using Power Swabs. When you use that number, use the DJV code or mention Doug Steffen, and they will sell you Power Swabs at 40% off the retail, plus take another $10 off, and you get free shipping. Power Swabs. Enhance and rehydrate your enamel, save your teeth and your gums, and look much better for it. All 800-208-1797. All the benefits are at the other end of that line. Call now. Use Power Swabs, the DJV code. Save a lot of money and save your teeth. 800-208-1797.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text NET to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, offered 100% online. Text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T to 79645.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
The American Family Farmer now on the air. Doug Steffen with Robbie Sansom. Real name Robert, but I like nicknames. I want to get into the friendly zone with you. I called you Mr. Sansom when we first started talking, but we'll reduce that down to Robert and maybe Robbie, the co-founder and CEO at Force of Nature, which is a regeneratively sourced meat supply company in Austin, Texas. So I guess where we start, Robbie, is explaining to our farmers who are listening and the people who eat there, this program is aimed at family farmers, locavores, family farmer, business operators, that sort of thing. So we're trying to enhance people's ability to have a better life on the farm, be more successful. So you came, your name was out of the hat this week because of the inquisitiveness, or my curiousness, if you will, at what is regeneratively sourced meat. So what is that?
Yeah, well, so the concept of regenerative agriculture has been around for decades. I'd even say generations, but we've been learning more and more about it. It is a science-based, practice-based approach to agriculture that addresses many of the challenges that we're facing as a global society, but also many of the challenges that we're facing in our local communities, right? And I think anybody listening to this show has seen the impacts of the centralization and industrialization of agriculture in their own community.
Yeah.
And likely even on their own land. And the truth is, through regenerative agriculture, which is replacing the heavily input-based and intensive industrialized model with, again, a more management-based model that's holistic in context depending on your location, and really designed to work with and emulate natural symbiotic relationships in our environment through a biological approach. The result for folks listening to the show tends to be healthier lands, more resiliency, and uncertain times, and higher on-farm profits. The benefit broadly for consumers, as an example, is more nutritious, more nutrient-dense and flavorful food. And then in animal systems, particularly improved animal welfare. And then broader society, you end up with less chemical runoff. It positively impacts pollinator issues that affect all of us. The carbon drawdown is massive. It's actually a solution, a better solution than some of these plant-based meat alternatives that are coming out. So it really replaces what can be a somewhat vicious cycle with an extremely virtuous cycle.
Well, a healthy land is the first step. As I listen to you, that's the first imperative step. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how you face off against Monsanto and all of this. We'll talk about that as we continue here. Robbie Sansom from Force of Nature. ForceofNatureMeats.com is the website. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing.
Continuing on now with our focus on a very interesting idea, the concept of the way the meat is raised. This is from Austin, Texas. Robbie Sansom, co-founder, CEO of Force of Nature. They're in the meat business. We're talking about how they approach it. And so I want to go back to what you said about healthy land, because that appeals to me. That's something that's a common thread of conversation, Robbie, here on this program, because farmers are not, I don't know if it's being taught. I guess the ag schools are doing a better job now, but some of the venerable farmers who've been on the land for generations, who have, as they go along, you know, they find a lot of promotional stuff from Monsanto and Dow and DuPont about how you can make more money, grow more corn, grow more beans, do more with your land. What they don't talk about is the consequence of putting the stuff that they provide you with on the land itself. It may be great for growing more product because it addresses the cellular structure of whatever is being grown, but it doesn't address the composition of the soil. So how does this, your focus here at Force of Nature is on making the land healthier. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned the health of soil, right? I mean, this is nothing new.
That's a big thing for me. So it's a very big thing for me.
Going back to, and it should be, going back to Plato, going back to Leonardo da Vinci, you know, going back 10, 12,000 years, our focus as a civilization has been on an understanding of our soil. We've been on this repeating process of mining our soil resource to the point of degradation, and then, you know, the result being a collapse in a local community. And we've learned this lesson. We've seen it in our own country, in our own backyard, when, you know, with the Dust Bowl, and then our own president, Franklin Roosevelt, talking about the importance of managing our soil resource, and then, of course, the development of the Soil Conservation Service, which I think the acronym has eventually turned into the NRCS. But this is not new, right? And your passion for it and the importance of it can't be understated. I think that the key principles to answer your question and employing or deploying regenerative practices on your land are going to be to respect that soil first and foremost. So the first principle we like to promote is to limit chemical and mechanical disturbance of soil, to ensure that you have green growing plants and living roots in the soil year round, that you have diversity of plants, and further that you incorporate animals into those systems. Mm-hmm. So there's really five key principles. I sort of high level summarize those, and I'd be happy to explore each of them with you. But the idea again is nowhere in nature do you see monoculture. Nowhere in nature do you see healthy ecosystems treating their lands the way that we do in our very conventional agriculture system. And yet, mm-hmm. our present agriculture system is relying on the fertility that has been invested into our soils over thousands of years of evolution, or millions of years of evolution. And we're depleting those systems, and it's the simple solution is a minor adjustment to our practices to, again, emulate what created those nutritious and rich soils, and we can actually rebuild that soil and restore that health.
All right, when we continue, I want to focus on how your customers, I want to know who your customers are at Force of Nature. I want to know how, I'm very interested in how you are, where you're growing the meat. Is it all locally sourced, or do you get meat from other parts of the country? And those five principles that you talked about, I'm very intrigued by that, because I think we all have to sort of be on the same page. I'm hoping that as we go along, there's more education, and maybe the younger generation of farmers. How old are you, by the way, Robbie?
I am 38.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So you represent a much younger and perhaps clearer overview of what's going on, where we are now, where we're going. So we'll continue with that, speaking of where we're going, in a few moments here on the American Family Farmer Show this week.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Creeble.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 3-2-2020. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Six Democratic candidates taking the stage once again for another debate, this time in Las Vegas. Moderator Chuck Todd asked the candidates, should the person with the most delegates at the end of the primary season be the nominee, even if they're short of a majority? He started off with Mike Bloomberg.
Do you want the convention to work its will?
Yes.
Senator Warren.
But a convention working its will means that people have the delegates that are pledged to them, and they keep those delegates until
they come to
the convention.
No? Okay. All righty. Vice President Biden?
Play by the rules.
Yes or no? Leading person with the delegates, should they be the nominee or not?
No. Let the process work its way out.
Mayor Buttigieg?
Not necessarily. Not to listen.
Senator Klobuchar?
Let the process work.
Senator Sanders?
Well, the process includes 500 superdelegates on the second ballot. So I think that the will of the people should prevail. Yes.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring. A reminder from Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer. Every week we have a podcast scheduled. We do a podcast. We do the program. It's available in real time, so you hear the entire context of our conversations with the various guests and my thoughts, the news of the week, etc. That's all sort of summarized and encapsulated in a smaller version. We capture the highlights and put them up as a podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or you can subscribe to the podcast at Apple Podcast, the app for them, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, you'll find the American Family Farmer Show, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This week's conversation with our guest Robbie Sansom from Force of Nature is a focus on the land and the meat, the animals that are being raised on the ranches and the farms that are, well, I guess I'm interested in how broad your reach is. How far away do you go to get the meat that you need for your Force of Nature product?
The vast majority of what we source is here domestic in the United States. There are a couple of exotic items that we'll bring in from New Zealand just based off of the supply relative to our sourcing standards. We're only sourcing grass-fed, pasture-raised, antibiotic-free, hormone-free, the most premium set of claims against animals, as well as, which is less traditional, you know, animals that are managed, again, in a system that is thoughtful of and values these principles of soil health that we discussed. And we can find that on venison and elk in New Zealand, but we have beef, bison, pork, wild boar, all sourced domestically.
All right. And how much of it is grown? Do you own farms yourself in Austin or in that area, the proximity to Austin? It's a pretty good farming and ranching area.
I don't personally own land, but I do have a small number of bison that I run on a farm just a couple hours outside of Austin at a place called Room Ranch. And anybody interested in learning more about everything we talk about on this phone call can certainly look up Room Ranch. They're constantly posting content about their journey and incorporating regenerative principles into their land management. Yes, we source from all over Texas as well, out to Georgia on one hand and out to California on the other coast.
All right. So you got a wide area. Let's go back to the principles that you set forth. I'm guessing that a lot of it has to do with the soil itself, how to maintain the soil, that sort of thing for regenerative agriculture. So the five principles that you mentioned that you follow, you came up with these yourself?
Oh, no, sir. This is stuff that's widely accepted and published. The NRCS supports it. You know, Gabe Brown, I think in his book, Dirt to Soil, does a phenomenal job of explaining them. And that's actually the first person I heard talk about these. But these are not my proprietary thoughts. This is something that's been widely implemented both here as well as around the world.
All right. Well, I was going to give you credit for it anyway. So you're bringing them to our attention, and that's helpful. So let's go through them and see how they apply. People in the back of their minds say, okay, I'm doing that, or no, I'm not doing that, or yes, I should be thinking about doing that. So why don't you give us a quick thumbnail sketch?
So the first key principle is going to be, as I noted, limiting chemical and mechanical disturbance. So it may come as a surprise to some, and hopefully not to others, that both the application of chemical synthetic inputs, fertilizer, fungicide, pesticide, etc., has unseen and undesirable consequences on the health of life beneath the soil. It's called the rhizosphere, promotes our the system and our focus on certain outcomes like yields, it has devastating consequences long term. Similarly, tillage, heavy tillage, kills the mycorrhizal fungi networks, life beneath the soil, etc. All of these things that are going to be critical to the long term health of your soil. It also exposes the soil to oxidization and carbon release. And then, of course, the number one pollutant in our water system, soil loss, and of course, soil erosion, whether it be wind or water erosion, means less fertility for you, and again, challenging the long-term stability of your farm. So that's the first principle.
All right. And I have, for the most part, in my experience, I've been around cows all my life. Just for your information, I've raised thousands of head of Jersey cattle. I milked hundreds of them at a time on my farm. I don't slaughter them. I'm not in the business you're in, and I don't feed into it, but I understand and respect what you're doing, because a lot of people want, if you're going to eat meat, then you want to have the best meat you could possibly get. And so we're looking through the window of the world that does that through regeneratively sourced meats. So that's why discussion of the principles and the land stuff is important. I don't do no-till. As a matter of fact, some of the soil that I use, just for your information, Robbie, had been so disturbed down deep that I decided to get down to the roots of it to bring it back up to help what was down deep spread more into the surface of the soil, frankly. And that is something I tried over the last 4 or 5 years. It seems to have been working, but more getting away from, as I was saying earlier in the program, getting away from crops that are for cattle only, because I'm not doing as much anymore as I used to. So I'm now looking forward to doing either more hay or that sort of thing, which is it stays on the land if you take care of it and feed it well. I'm about to begin a food composting business. I've had a composting thing on my farm, but I'm going to add food to it and see what that does. The program the state has sponsored requires that I use half of it on my fields, and because I don't use commercial fertilizer, you know, if you don't come up with a good source to keep the land growing and going, you have a problem. So anyway, that's my anecdotal. Go ahead.
I think what you note is important, right? The beauty of these principles is that they are context-based, and it's not a strict, there's one way to do it, and that needs to be done across the entire globe. It's a recognition that and finding a way within your context, so your financial capabilities, your human resources, the unique nature of the land, where you are geographically, how can you begin to work with nature in places where historically we've been working against it? And that, again, can result in cost savings and driving up profit margin, improved health of food, and improving the long-term stability of your operation.
Right. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder for those of you who are looking at your waistline and thinking, woo, men and women, we got to do something about this. Well, here's the way for you, and you can understand, especially in the context of this conversation, how doing it the natural way is the healthiest way for you to lose weight. And there's nothing better around than Calotren. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is, for people who are older or younger, the key to healthy, natural weight loss. 86% success rate. The only thing in the country that is proven to promote healthy, lean muscle and weight loss. There are other products around, but they involve lots of other things. This requires you to take four of these capsules before you go to bed at night. Let the capsules and the content do the work. Shed the pounds with Calotren. Stay on the program for 5 or 6 months. You'll save money, by the way, right now by using the DJV code at Calotren.com. You'll get discounts on every bottle amounting to $20 off the regular price. So join all of the people who are successful. Get on this program, lose the weight, and keep it off. So get a 120-day supply, I think, is relevant here. Lots of success stories at the website or on Facebook, facebook.com/Calotren. Check it out, see how you can benefit, and slim down with Calotren and have the satisfaction of keeping the weight off. Use the code DJV for the best pricing.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From computers to smartphones to the auto industry, and yes, even your kitchen, the effects of high tech are everywhere. And that's the case with the new tech-infused LG InstaView fridge with Kraft Ice. What's InstaView? We asked David Oyegi from LG.
Most of your home parties either start or end in the kitchen. And with InstaView, basically you knock twice on the door, it lights up a glass panel and allows you to see into the fridge.
And what is Kraft Ice?
With our Kraft Ice maker, it makes 3 2-inch spheres at a time. Takes about a day to make them, and then when they're ready, dumps it into the ice tray. And that ice tray will hold about 25 spheres. If you're having a party and you fill up your 25 spheres, just put them in another container and keep going.
Find out more on LG's InstaView fridge with Kraft Ice at LG.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Deborah's home was stolen. No, I don't mean thieves stole stuff. I mean scammers literally stole her home. The FBI calls title theft one of the fastest-growing white-collar crimes. And this story is why you need Home Title Lock. Deborah says criminals found the title to our home online and filed fraudulent documents claiming they owned our home. Wait, it gets worse. Deborah goes on to say, I was evicted from my own home and $85,000 in equity, gone. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily. This is why you need Home Title Lock, because no insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. First things first, go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if your home's title has been tampered with. You need to protect the legal title to your home so you don't end up like Deborah. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now for 60 risk-free days of protection. Again, that's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Continuing on now, our conversation with Robbie Sansom from Force of Nature, I advise you to go to his website, forceofnaturemeats.com. If you're in the cattle business, if you're in the meat business, whether you're selling stuff that you are growing yourself on your farm, very instructive, helpful, and so are these principles that we're getting to. So I want, before we run out of time, Robbie, give you a chance to go through the other, the first one, very instructive. All right, what about four sort of words to live by, if you will?
This information is accessible on our website, and I did mention Gabe Brown's book, Dirt to Soil, which is really an instructive manual that I think anybody listening would appreciate. The next two principles I'm going to group together, one is armor, keep the soil armored, and one is living roots. And so the importance of armor we sort of discussed. You want to limit the ability for erosion. Keeping the soil covered, again, with plant litter or living plants, also can keep the soil temperature down. You know, I think anybody that's worked the land understands on a hot summer day, soil temperatures can exceed 140 degrees on bare soil, which again is the internal temperature you want on a good steak. So you're killing the soil microbiology, the organic matter that is, again, going to promote the stability of your system long term. If you allow those that soil temperature to get so hot and experience those extremes. You also get the benefit of moisture retention with covered soil. And, you know, we all know the challenge with rain and agriculture, and we want to protect every drop that we can get and collect. These principles will allow you to actually get more effective use of rainfall and improve your soil storage capacity, water storage capacity as well. And then the living roots component of that is critically important, right? It is the roots of plants that allow for the most powerful force in our solar system, the sun, to drive and to create energy to give the life beneath the soil. That life beneath the soil is what creates all the nutrients to feed plants, that creates healthy soil, that builds fertility and strength into that system. And without roots of plants to deliver those carbohydrates, that energy, the system breaks down. And so bare soil left uncovered not only releases carbon, but actually makes it more challenging for you to be successful in your agricultural operation, whereas covered soil with living plants with lots of green leaves increases the photosynthetic capacity and captures carbon at a far greater rate than any other system on Earth besides the ocean. And then the last two principles, diversity, including plant species, as well as incorporating animals to impact those lands. And that diversity is critically important with your plants, right? We've seen this historically in terms of rotating our fields. And then more recently, it's become popular to employ, you know, cover cropping or intercropping. And the importance of that, you know, if you're farming one primary cash crop, you're losing the hedge and the financial opportunity to actually improve or increase your number of revenue streams. The other factor is each plant does very important things in the biology of your soil. Some plants are nitrogen fixing, things like turnips and legumes and maybe even some clovers that you can incorporate that actually, again, help sustain and build up your entire operation in addition to supporting those other elements and principles that we discussed. And then animals, similarly, including insects, are critically important. It's been shown, there's been research that indicates that spraying your fields for insects can actually increase the number of undesirable insects. Whereas having a healthy population of insects, you generally end up with far more predatory species or desirable species than you end up with pest species. And you're hedged against these incredible swings, these quote-unquote plagues, where because there's an absence of life, you end up with this fast and significant introduction. The other thing is large ruminants incorporated in some capacity into your operation can really help build fertility, improve your water retention capacity, and again, continue to build and support that virtuous cycle to promote health in your operation for the future generations.
A lot of technology involved in this. Considering all the information here, it'll raise the value of your farm and your product, I think, if you follow some of Robbie's advice and the other things that he sourced there from forceofnaturemeats.com. Robbie Sansom here. Thanks very much for the input on this week's American Family Farmer.
Contact
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Stephan here on the American Family Farmer. And now this comment, maybe a question better. What will 2020 be like in farm country? Is it going to be better than 2019? Well, the trade difficulties, we've all weathered that. Before the end of the administration, if Trump doesn't get reelected, a lot of this stuff will be satisfied or solved, hopefully. One of the things that I'm concerned about, look at the weather, the difficulties we've had the last couple of years, last year especially, the worst planting season in 10 or 12 years. But there are a lot of challenges still in store. And during the news segment, I was talking about what's happening with the bailout money that was supposed to go to farmers, the investigation. I was also talking about the next generation of agriculture coming out of gene editing, which is not the same as GMO. I don't know whether I'm actually for this or not yet, because I haven't studied it. I know a lot of you will be for it because it will help you make more money, and I certainly am here to advance that cause, because I think we all, as family farmers, need to find whatever way we can to survive and be healthy. I'm trying to do that by raising hemp on some of my former corn land because I'm not growing as much corn to feed the cattle anymore. I have land and I want to use it for growing hemp. The problem is the state of Massachusetts has screwed over the farmers not once but twice, 2 years in a row, by telling them they could plant hemp, and then they pull the rug out from under them because they changed the rules. Say that hemp can't be sold in Massachusetts if there are health claims attached to it or if it's supposed to be used in food. So why the hell else would you grow it? And that's happened in a number of states around the country. Hopefully, with a new president, all of that stuff will be clarified and the states won't lean on the federal renderings of how to do it or how not to do it, because they're pretty impractical and they certainly do not speak to the demand that there is, for example, CBD products and to be truthful, the cannabis desires. There are research being done on certain THC traits that will help prevent and deal with pancreatic cancer and Alzheimer's and dementia, all that stuff. Very important. The cannabis thing doesn't seem to be as restricted now, silly as it seems, as hemp is. Even though hemp is much less of a quote-unquote problem because there's no real THC in it, only, what is it, 0.03% of the hemp. It looks like, if you look at hemp, looks just like cannabis, same stuff. Well, it looks like it, but it isn't. And so what do we do to help the farmers in other areas? If you can't do hemp and you can't do stuff like that, what are some of the other challenges that will face us? Well, I think the coronavirus is going to be a big impact on everything around the world if it continues on the plane that it's on right now. There could be as many as 30 million people affected by the end of the year. And how many people die, who knows? China is being shut off. And the last time we talked about this, the China incursion into our pork products, buying Smithfield, and their incursion into the Bumblebee tuna brand and fishing and tuna and salmon and that sort of thing. And then there's now they're interested in taking over a lot of our chicken producers. But that's all stopped. Everything is pretty much stopped. And so we'll see what happens. But at any rate, there's a real problem, I think, coming this year dealing with global competition. I think it'll be fierce, but you won't have the Chinese to feed, nor will you have their crops competing with us, at least for the foreseeable future. And now, the exports, ag exports are supposed to increase this year. Demand for a lot of products in Asia outside of China has recovered over the last couple of years. The weather, however, I'm looking at some of the maps, not too cooperative. Last year was the second wettest year on record. Above average precipitation in much of the farm belt. Spring flooding delayed planting. So another wet spring is predicted for 2020 in most areas. So the saturated soils continue. A lot of these soils are still waterlogged from last year. Flooding, planting delays are likely, and farm finances are a mess. The farm sector income increased a little bit. That really came because of the direct government support. And now, so what do we do to turn a profit? Bankruptcies, suicides, oh man. Silver linings, rock bottom interest rates give you the chance to pay off your debts. Real estate becomes more valuable, so maybe that's a key way for you to help yourself. That would be my, if I were doing it and wanting to figure out how to be healthy financially, I'd refinance everything this year with a lower interest rate. Hopefully you'll be able to do that. And that's my way, that's my overview of what's going on for this week on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. It's harvest time.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.